It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Friday afternoon, KSL News Time 3:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
290 Utahns are in the hospital with COVID-19, 96 of them in the ICU. 75% of all ICU beds are being used. I'm KSL News Radio's Kira Hoffelmeyer.
Second, we're learning the name of the pregnant woman who died after a West Valley car crash overnight. 29-year-old Shelby Boyce died at the hospital. Her baby was delivered, but is in critical condition. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools.
That's northbound I-15, where they've just moved a crash out of traffic over to the left shoulder prior to 7200 South. Two crashes, Bangor Highway, one at 106 South, the other at 3100 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunshine and warming up to 65. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're at 61 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Around the country, coronavirus cases climbing or surging in three dozen states. Infections now topping 8 million nationwide. Both 2020 candidates on the road today with just 18 days until Election Day. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden in Southfield, Michigan this afternoon, campaigning and pledging to make health care a priority in this pandemic.
My plan lowers health care costs and gets universal coverage quickly. At a time when Michigan families desperately are going to need that relief, and they need it now.
President Trump campaigning today in Florida, now seen as a swing state. The president telling supporters he's confident of another four more years.
We will have a red wave, the likes of which they've never seen before, and that includes 4 years ago.
A judge today ordering the Justice Department to find out if the president's tweets are considered official directives. ABC's Andy Field is in Washington and explains.
Two news organizations demanding to immediately see everything related to the Mueller-Russia report after the president tweeted that he had authorized the total declassification of all documents connected to what he calls, quote, the single greatest political crime in American history, the Russia hoax. But the Justice Department asked the court to keep grand jury testimony secret. That judge suggesting if the president really meant what he tweeted, he'll order it released.
It's been a ghoulish year. We're just weeks away from, yes, the election, but also Halloween, the scary costumed outing getting curtailed this year due to coronavirus. Outsiders in Salem, Massachusetts, not welcome. Salem Mayor Kim Driscoll.
Really trying to send the message to individuals. This is not the year to come to Salem. It's not going to be a banner year for visits, given all the things that we've canceled.
The town, the site where witches and those accused of practicing witchcraft were tried and hanged. The city has seen slight upticks in coronavirus cases in recent weeks. You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. It's the Cougars versus the Cougars from Houston tonight. BYU football kicks off at 7:30 here on KSL News Radio. And Cougar Sports Saturday host Mitch Harper is joining me live from Houston, Texas. And before we get started on the football, Mitch, I'm curious. Have you been seeing more masks in Provo or in Houston?
That's a good question, Jeff. I got to say, I think I've seen more mask in Provo. Oddly enough, here in Houston, there some of the places I've gone to, some restaurants and some local stores, they haven't had many people wearing masks, oddly enough. Now, tonight's game, they're supposed to be wearing masks, everyone that'll be in attendance. But, yeah, it's been kind of strange. I haven't seen as much mask usage as I was maybe hoping to see.
Interesting. Thanks for sharing. Tonight, BYU plays in front of fans for the first time since last December. Those fans are supposed to wear masks. How many people and how many of them will be BYU fans tonight?
Yeah, so the stadium holds 40,000 seats. Only 25% of that capacity will be allowed to attend tonight. And so that's going to be anywhere from about 8,500 to, and the high end, 10,000. I expect, Jeff, to see at least 2,000 BYU fans here in attendance. Even the Houston head coach, Dana Holgorsen, was a little bit worried that BYU fans might be gobbling up a lot of the tickets because BYU just hasn't had the chance to play in front of fans yet till this point of the season. So I expect a good showing of BYU fans here in the Lone Star State.
All right, BYU is ranked, I think, number 15. Do I have it right?
Number 14.
14, okay. So what would a win against Houston do for their standing?
Yeah, it would do wonders, Jeff, because BYU's in a spot where they have a little bit easier schedule this year just because of all the COVID-19 scheduling changes that have taken place. You win this game, one of the toughest tests on the schedule, BYU could move up a couple spots, but and more importantly, they would stay undefeated and be 5-0 for the first time since 2008, and only the sixth time in program history, putting them in a spot to maybe be in the conversation for some of the bigger bowls later this season. So this is a huge test for BYU coming up tonight.
Wouldn't that be interesting? The pregame starts 5:30 this evening. Hey, Mitch, you have Cougar Sports Saturday. You're going to dissect the game tomorrow?
Yes, from noon to 3, going to be recapping all of it from start to finish. I mean, all things BYU tomorrow. So we'll have full coverage here from Houston.
All right. Pregame at 5:30 this evening, 7:30 kickoff right here on KSL News Radio. 321, let's check traffic. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Ricky, what's up?
With few new accidents popping up, one is westbound I-8. Well, it's eastbound I-80 on the west side of the valley at about, prior to 7200 west in the Magna area. We also have a crash Redwood Road 700 south. But for those who are in the valley in Salt Lake County, the big delays are on northbound I-15. It's due to a crash prior to 7200 south, now out of traffic on the left shoulder. But the delays have already stacked up between 7200 south all the way back to 114th south. Southbound I-15 through Salt Lake County, wide open and looking good, but heavy and slow, rounding the point of the mountain down to Lehigh Main Street, likely due to construction. Steve?
Watch for a wreck on Bangor Highway at 106 south in South Jordan right now. Also, wide open speeds for those on northbound I-15 and southbound as well between South Salt Lake and South Willard. We have good speeds on the west side belt running on northbound I-215, Legacy Parkway, and Highway 89. Good to go in Davis and Weber counties. Need new appliances? Visit Durden's Appliance on 5th South and Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price. Try before you buy in 9 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you'll love. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together on the nines, and here's the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Highs up to 65 today with a lot of sunshine. Tomorrow we reach 70 in partly cloudy skies, and nice on Sunday, 69, also partly cloudy. Back at 70 on Monday, mostly sunny skies, 65 Tuesday with partly cloudy skies. Wednesday, lots of sunshine at 66, and it cools to 60. On Thursday, I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, Salt Lake City, we're at 64 degrees.
Afternoon news on KSL News Radio.
I hear your voice. It's like an angel's sigh.
As our nation battles a pandemic and economic downturn, the health and financial security of voters over 50 are on the line. That's why AARP Utah is fighting for your voice to be heard. From preventing cuts to Social Security to protecting Medicare to lowering prescription drug prices, you deserve to cast your vote on the issues that matter to you, and AARP Utah is here to help. We want to make sure that you know all of your voting options and that all Americans, from working parents to family caregivers to seniors in nursing homes, can vote safely, whether they choose to vote from home or in person. To learn more about how AARP Utah is fighting to protect voters 50 and over and how to make your voice heard this November, visit aarp.org/Utah votes. That's aarp.org/Utah votes. Paid for by AARP.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room 1 is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room 2 are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
It's not just about you. It's about your family, your friends, your neighbors, and people you don't even know yet. It's about all of us. That's why everyone needs to do their part to stop the spread of COVID-19. Protecting each other means staying 6 feet apart, wearing a mask in public, staying home when sick, and washing your hands regularly. It's about all of us working together for the greater good. Learn how to protect yourself and others at coronavirus.utah.gov.
No need to fear your home renovation project. The only thing you need to be aware of are Ogden Flooring's scary low prices this October on flooring and countertops. Visit ogdenflooring.com today.
Across the nation, America is moving forward, finding our footing, getting back on our feet. Life continues to open up. Businesses are getting back to business, and we are too. We know you rely on the Goodfeet store to be there when you need us. We're open and ready to serve you. Our personally fit arch supports are designed to help alleviate, even eliminate, foot, knee, hip, and back pain, and provide comfort, balance, and support. The well-being of our customers, associates, and community is our highest priority. So, we've implemented new measures, procedures, and precautions, keeping your health and safety in the forefront. The Goodfeet store is lending a hand to help America get back on its feet. And just as we have for a quarter century, we're helping to improve the quality of people's lives, 2 feet at a time.
You'll find America's arch support experts in Farmington, Riverton, and Sandy. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
We're watching Utah's Money. Barnes & Noble says it's been hacked. The bookseller says a cybersecurity attack exposed info about customers, including emails, shipping addresses, phone numbers, and order history. If you had a credit card on file with them, you're okay. That number should be safe. KSL, the business continues, if you don't want to smell your own breath in a mask, Hormel has a solution for you. The company is making bacon-scented face masks. You can't buy one, though. You have to enter a contest to win. On Wall Street, the Dow up 112 points. The S&P gained 0.47, so it was flat. The NASDAQ down 42. KSL News Time 327.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.